This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branowy. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Venture half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul,
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo!
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, 3-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. 2-3 balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up at the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns a long 3-ball. Good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Hosher. 3-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long 2-pointer for Dosik. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. 3-ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor Bade.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yeah, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, 3-ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Art Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
From Botkins High School, I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Botkins against Fort Loramie tonight. Division 4 Shelby County League basketball. And it's a big game because the Redskins would like to play spoiler and throw this league race into a tizzy. Botkins 12-1, 6-1 in the Shelby County League after losing to Jackson Center last Friday by 2. The lone loss of the year for Botkins. Fort Loramie 9-6 overall, now 5-4 in the Shelby County League. Redskins have dropped 3 of their last 4. Botkins, Chuck, rebounded quite nicely after losing the close game to Jackson Center last Friday, disposing of Lima Bath by 29 points.
Wow.
On Saturday night. Carter Plyman, big game, 24 points. Jacob Plyman, 15. Jaden Pretty, 14. This team's become an offensive juggernaut. A lot of different potential high-scoring players.
Yeah, they have the ability. I mean, they got 5 or 6 kids.
Yep.
They can score in double figures. That's hard to defend.
Uh-huh.
What they ran into Friday night was the same thing that Loramie ran into Tuesday night. McCain Finkenbein making 35-foot threes. And there's no way you can stop that. Botkins got too far behind. They were still down 15 going into the fourth quarter. Got it it tied at 59-59. And then Anna hit a couple of free throws. Jacob Robinson did a couple of free throws, and that was the ball game.
And then Finkenbein did his thing again on Tuesday at the Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah, he was. He came out. He had 34 in that game. He was he was amazing, and you could just look down on the bench and realize that, you know, the brain trust of Laramie sitting there scratching your head.
Right.
What are you supposed to do about it?
Here we are talking about Anna more than Bodkins in Fort Laramie. Well, that's because
they won the two games against them, so that's what we're comparing.
Exactly. For Fort Laramie, Chuck, it's all about consistency. Got to get better on the offensive end. The team is getting healthier. In fact, we'll hear from 7-year head coach Corey Britton in just a moment. But everybody's got to fight through a real challenging part of the schedule late in the season, and you've got to play through some ailments, some injuries.
Well, you do. And I mean, I thought Saturday night they played Convoy Crestview, a really good basketball team.
Uh-huh.
I thought they played maybe their best all-around basketball game on Saturday night. And they didn't play poorly against Anna. They only ended up losing by 8. But they just have some swoon times where offensively they kind of get stagnant a little bit. And it hurts not having Nate Meyer at 100%.
Right.
They got him out there, but he's not the basketball player he was last year. And if you look at and Albers, they got to keep Grant on the floor. He got in foul trouble, and that really hurt him on Tuesday night.
This Bodkins team is in the midst of a 7-game stretch. This is the only home game of that 7 at New Bremen tomorrow night. That won't be easy. Athletic New Bremen team on the road on Monday, way up at Antwerp, which a week ago was the number one team in the state in boys D4.
Right, and that's a long ride on a Monday night, that's for sure. You know what? I mean, your record, they've pretty much solidified the number one seed at Piqua. So, you know, it doesn't hurt them to go play on the road and play in a tough environment and play a really good basketball team. And whatever the outcome is, as long as you play well, you can live with it, because that's just going to make you better come tournament time.
I hope I don't jinx the Trojans, Chuck. A little factoid for you. Last time Bodkins advanced to the regional tournament in boys' hoops was 2001, lost to Rushi, and in 1999, lost to Fort Recovery in the regional. Bodkins hoping that here in 2021, 20 years after that trip to the regional in 2001, they can do it again, but some games to be played between now and then.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see them get over to Columbus, because they have the talent to be an effective state basketball team.
Third-year head coach Sean Powell's done a remarkable job. He scored over 1,000 points in his career at Lima Shawnee, and he's rubbed off on these Trojans. The Bodkins kids can put the ball in the hoop.
Oh, yeah, they got a lot of scorers. I mean, Homan is an amazingly good defensive player. Not a huge offensive threat, but you don't need him to be. Jaden Pretty, coach's son, he is what you like to say, pretty. He is fun to watch. He's really smooth, and he's a really good basketball player.
Fort Laramie victorious in the junior varsity tilt?
Yeah, they won it by 16.
Okay.
I think it was 54-28 or something right in that area.
Opening tip to start the varsity game about 10 minutes away. It's Fort Laramie 9-6 overall, 5-4 in the Shelby County League against Bodkins, 12-1 overall, 6-1 in the league. Bodkins ranked 8th in the state in the AP poll that came out on Tuesday night, dropped from 4th to 8th after losing to Anna. No shame in that.
You lose a two-pointer on the road to a Division III school that's really good, and they dropped 4 spots, so it just tells you what the sports writers don't know.
Chuck, these two clubs playing tonight have split the last 6. Bodkins won 2 years ago, buzzer beater, Zane Paul, midcourt. The two other Bodkins wins overtime earlier this year, 44-37 to Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie's three wins of the six, all lopsided victories, and in those games, Fort Loramie put the defensive whammy on Motkins in those contests. The Redskins stopped him cold with excellent D.
Well, they do play good defense. That's the difference between what they've done in the past and what they're doing now. They're just a really, really good basketball team. Both ends of the floor. That Jackson Center game
right.
was as good a defense by two teams as I think I've ever watched in a Division IV game.
Yeah. Fort Loramie's got to do a better job at the start, Chuck. Down 17-4 in the most recent game against Jackson Center, and down 25-11 in the second period to Anna.
Yeah, those are hard to come back from. Yeah. They've got some kids that can shoot the three, but they're not built to really come back
right.
from a double digit deficit, and they need to avoid it tonight. That's for sure.
A quick reminder: tomorrow, 1 o'clock start time, Fort Loramie girls at Lima Bath. Tip at 1:30 on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Tomorrow night, Marion local boys at Jackson Center. 7 o'clock pregame. Last 2 years, Jackson Center and Marion local have split overtime contests. So it should be snug. Tightly played game tomorrow night at the Tigers' Habitat of the Cat. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. For Botkins tonight, that winning combination is a style that starts with very good inside-outside play. Jaden Pretty penetrates, dishes to the three-point shooter, or dumps it off to big 6'6", Jacob Plyman on the inside, or Pretty might take that mid-range jumper. On defense, the building blocks are sizable. Botkins can put as many as three or four on the floor, 6'3", 6'4", or better. And Carter Plyman has become a huge offensive weapon. He's a key component for Botkins. For Fort Loramie, the major building component tonight, as we see it, can be summed up in one word, consistency. And getting off to a much better start. Grant Albers, Caleb Meyer, Caleb Maurer have to score. Probably all three need 10 points or more. And Grant Albers has got to stay out of foul trouble. That is another key component. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulte Company. Visit our showroom on Range Line Road, northeast of Rushi. See firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Chuck, earlier this week, I spoke to Corey Britton, 7-year head coach for the Fort Loramie Redskins. It's been a real tough schedule for Fort Loramie lately, beginning with Minster 2 weeks ago. Then tough opponents in the league, Anna, Jackson Center, Convoy Crestview along the way, at Botkins tonight. But Corey said, we've got to play through this grind and overcome injuries. We talked about that very point in our interview conversation.
Your team's got to get healthy, whether it wants to or not, and it's got to play its best basketball.
Oh, I think that's everybody in the area this year. I mean, it's just not us with a really good schedule. I mean, we've been here for 7 years now doing our best to try to compete, and this is by far the deepest our league's ever been. I mean, there's six teams at the time. I mean, shoot, Rushi just beat Farallon the other night. So, I mean, everybody on any type of night's going to be good enough to beat you, and we got to play better. We're just not playing very well right now. We got a lot of holes, and every time we feel like we've plugged one, another one starts to leak. So hopefully with the more healthier we get here, the more practice time we get with everybody, the better we'll become. So,
third week of January, what does Redskins basketball work on the most?
I just think our consistency level. I mean, we're just not very consistent at all. There's periods of time where we play well, and there's period of time where we dig ourselves a big hole. So, I mean, I thought Crestview, we put it together for about 30 out of the 32 minutes, and we played well. and beat a really good team that way. And then the night prior against Jackson Center, we weren't there for the first 12 minutes and dug a 17-4 hole. And then again on Friday, again on Tuesday night, we got off to a terrible start, 13-5 and 25-11 before we started playing. So I mean, against Anna, we were slow off the get-go, and off of Jackson, we were slow out of the get-go, and both times it costed us. So we got to get more consistent and get off to a better start for sure.
Hey, Grant Alberts is as healthy as he's going to be this year. He looks nimble on his feet. You need him 28 minutes and out of foul trouble so he can contribute big time for you.
Yeah, I mean, we got to get him on the floor as much as we can, and we're not taking him out of the game. I mean, I think everybody knows that. He's got to be smarter. He's been in foul trouble the last couple just for silly ones. We got to be a little bit more smarter there and use those fouls in better situations.
Tell me about Botkins. What are they doing differently now than they might have been doing earlier in the year?
Number one, they're playing with more confidence. I mean, that's evident from the minute you turn on the game tape. Number two, they're getting contributions from more people. Earlier in the year, it was a little bit of the pretty kid and a little bit of the big lineman, and after that, it was sort of hunting and trying to find points. But Carter Plyman's turned into a really, really good player for them, and obviously they still have the Paul and the Meyer kid to go along with them. It's a big, big, big challenge for us on Friday night.
You've got to do as well as you can to keep their guards in front of you.
That's a challenge for us every Friday night. We're some really good guards, and the Paul and the Meyer and the pretty kid, those are some of the best in the area. So we got to be ready to go, and hopefully they don't shoot it really well from the perimeter, because if they start doing that, we're going to be in a whale of trouble.
Fort Loramie Redskins head coach Corey Britton. Fort Loramie's won 5 straight sectionals, 4 straight districts under head coach Britton. Meanwhile, Botkins head coach Sean Powell tickled to death with his club's bounce back game last Saturday night over Lima Shawnee, 84-55.
We felt like on Saturday we needed to get back on track after suffering that loss in the league against Anna. Boys came out, played very well, stuck to the game plan, and came out with a victory.
Hey, your assistant coach and athletic director, Mr. Bergman, has not done you any favors. 6 road games out of 7, the Botkins Trojans are the road warriors.
that dates back all the way to my first year here. My first game was on the road against Anna. First two years, it's been brutal. But that's not my AD. It's the conference. Every Friday night is a battle. It doesn't matter who you're playing in the conference. They're gonna scout you. They're gonna be ready for you. And if you're not ready to play defense on Friday night, you're gonna be in for a long game.
Fort Loramie tonight, New Bremen Saturday, on the road at Antwerp on Monday. First round against the Redskins, overtime, you pulled it out, the 7. You shot really well at the Redskins gym.
Yes, that was a long time ago. They're a different team with now getting healthy. Alvers is back. Nate Myers is now trying to get back to 100%. So they're going to be ready. We did beat them in the first game. And now, with the way the conference is, you got to take care of business twice. So tomorrow we expect a hard fall game.
The loss to Anna, does it do you good? Assess that. I've heard some coaches say we don't want to head into the tournament undefeated.
I don't believe in any losses as anything good.
Okay.
we took some good things out of it. We did fight the last 4 minutes and got back into the game.
Right.
That's something that you don't know until you've been in that situation. I thought we handled that last 5 minutes of the game very well. So we know now when we're down 10, when we're down 15, as long as there's time on the clock, we can get back in.
What phase of Botkins basketball is Coach Powell fine-tuning right now?
Execution. Tournament's coming around, and it doesn't matter how much you want to get up and down. It's going to come down to half-court execution on offense and half-court execution on defense. So we spend an equal time on, you know, getting up and down, running our cycles, and then by the end of practice, we're working on our sets, our half-court plays, who needs to touch it, where they need to touch it at, and all the small things that put 5 guys together as one.
Hey, this Botkins
Fort Loramie rivalry, last six games, you've split them right down the middle, 3-3. Even, Steven?
Yes. Like I said, it's a dogfight. I don't know how much of a rival it was before I got here, but that's one thing we're trying to do is turn these Loramie games and Jackson games and Anna games into a respected rival on both sides, not just ours.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, one of our fine Fort Loramie game sponsors, along with M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Plus, thanks so much to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And Chuck Brookins in Fort Loramie, Gray Eaton at Brookins. E-A-T-I-N, Eaton. That's the word I meant to say. Maybe it didn't come out right. I'm trying to imagine eating a pork chop right now from Brookins. Mouth-wateringly delicious. You get 2 8-ounce chops on Saturday nights. Better get there by 5, no later than 6. You'll be left out.
Yeah, they sell out quickly.
Carl Arns has a really nice family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. You can order online at brookinspub.com, by the way. B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com. Terrific roasted chicken. I like that cheesy and meaty homemade pizza at Brookins. Something for everyone at Brookins in Fort Loramie. So many thanks to our anchor business partners with us here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. We'll highlight them for you in just a moment. Again, a reminder, we've got the Fort Loramie girls tomorrow afternoon as they put their undefeated number one ranking on the line at Lima Bath, which has been in the top 10 in the state all year long in girls Division II. Redskins continue to play up in divisions, Chuck, and continue to win. We saw Fort Loramie last Saturday knock off Ottawa Glandorf, a real good Division III program, by 19 points.
Yeah, they don't back away from anyone. It's not a real strong girls' league this year, but every year Loramie plays such a tough non-league schedule. When it comes tournament time, they're ready to go.
The OHSAA this week, Chuck, revealed the breakdown on the tournament draws for boys and girls statewide, and it's not unlikely, barring an upset, that powerhouses like Fort Loramie, Minster, Tri-Village, and Cincinnati Country Day
could all meet in the regional at Vandalia.
Well, that would be a fun Saturday. Or Thursday.
2 days. Two days. You better believe it. Starting lineups for tonight's game for the visiting Fort Loramie Redskins. Caleb Maurer, 6 foot sophomore at a guard. Caleb Meyer, 6'2 senior at a wing. Grant Albers, 6'2 senior in the middle. Also in the opening five, Nate Meyer, 6 foot senior. Nolan Burning, a 5'11 senior. Caleb Maurer, Caleb Meyer, right around 10 points per game. Redskins may need 14 or 15 from those two young men here tonight. For Botkins, opening five, Zane Paul, 5'11 senior. Jaden Pretty, 5'10 senior at guard. On the front line, the defensive ace, Denton Holman, 6'4 senior. Carter Plyman, a 6'4 sophomore. And Jacob Plyman in the middle, a 6'6 junior. Jacob at 15 a game. Pretty, by the way, at guard at 14 a game. Fort Loramie wins the tap, and right away a fadeaway jumper by Caleb Meyer from the foul line is strong. Botkins comes down the floor, and look at the penetration and the late dish to Jacob Lyman. He flushes, he dunks it, and hangs on the rim big time to get this crowd fired up at the start.
Well, they got a real nice look at the basket. Loramie did on their first possession, just didn't go in. And boy, they had a breakdown defensively at the other end. Lyman was all by himself.
And then the Redskins turn it over right away. And Botkins gets it back. Here's Pretty, top of the circle, with the Trojans leading 2-0 on the slam, opening field goal of the night by Jacob Plyman. Outstanding penetration, but Botkins set it up. You've got to keep the Botkins guards in front. You can't let Pretty or Paul get down inside the teeth of the defense. Then you've got to leave a man open somewhere. Here's a long three ball by Jacob Plyman, the big 6'6 post player, popped out to the arc. Let fly a 23-footer, missed it hard. Rebound Fort Loramie. Albers in the lane area, double teamed on the arc to Burning. He gets a screen from Albers. High left to Nate Meyer. Left wing with the ball, Caleb Maurer. Paul all over him. Stops his dribble, gives it up, goes to Albers. Albers headed the key, hand off to Burning. Pretty checks him. Straight away, Nate Meyer, picked up by Carter Plyman. Here's Caleb Meyer at the foul line, on top to Albers, looks down inside for a cutter. Grant dribbles into the paint. Plyman hovers over him. Ball lobbed on the arc to Burning. Goes left baseline, nearly walked. Dumps it down into the lane area to Albers. He's tripped up on the play, common foul. Long possession without a shot results in a personal against the Trojans.
Yeah, Plyman just didn't move his feet that time. He stuck an arm out and picked up the foul.
Burning 10 feet to the left of the basket, inbounds. Baseline left to Caleb Maurer. Into the lane to Caleb Meyer. Good look from 10. Strong, no good. Step back, yes. Albers on the rebound. We're tied at 2. Quickly, Botkins into the forecourt. Pretty enters into the lane to Jacob Plyman. Might have shuffled his feet. Goes up and under. Great drop step. Makes it from 6 feet.
Well, it's obvious they want to go inside for two reasons. He's an outstanding post player and trying to get Albers a couple of fouls.
Here is Nate Meyer in the corner. Throws out high to Albers. 4-2 Botkins. A couple of inside shots by the big man, Jacob Plyman, to open the scoring. Meyer on a weave. Caleb Meyer foul line. Streaks down the lane. He's free. Up and over the edge of the rim and through. Nice drive, Caleb Meyer. Tied up at 4. 5.5 to go in the first. Carter Plyman, long eye-arching three right through the cylinder. Carter Plyman, a force offensively here in the second half of the season. 7-4 Botkins, 3 minutes gone, opening period. Caleb Maurer on the arc, leaves it behind him for Vernon. Now Nate Meyer, shot fake from three-point territory. Gives to Albers. Oh, nice feed, baseline drive to the rack. Caleb Maurer up and in off the window. Assist Albers, 7-6 Botkins. 4:50 left in the first. Jaden Pretty, deep left corner. Hooks a pass down inside to Holman. Three-point shot, Carter Plyman fading. No good off the heel. Rebound Nate Meyer to Burning over the timeline. 7-6 Botkins. Quick feed to Albers in the lane. Turnaround half hook from 7 feet. Swish! Nicely done by Albers. Fort Loramie's got its first lead, 8-7.
That was a great look by Burning that time. He led him right the way he needed to go to get to the basket.
Here's Pretty being bodied on the arc by Caleb Meyer. Pretty hangs on, retreats toward the Trojans logo at center court. Gets a screen way out on top from Kleiman. Good hit by Fort Loramie. Redskins nearly steal. And as a result of the pressure defense, it's ruled over and back on Carter Kleiman of Botkins. I missed that call, Chuck.
So did the official.
I didn't see it.
There wasn't. The ball was tipped into the backcourt.
Did the Botkins player go into the backcourt with his feet?
No, the ball was tipped into the backcourt and he went and got it.
Wow, that call was blown.
They just missed it. It happens.
4 minutes gone. Opening stanza, 8-7 Fort Loramie. Straightaway shooting, Caleb Maurer behind the screen. Bingo! 28-footer. Wow, what a shot. 11-7 Fort Loramie up four. Quickly, forecourt, right wing, pretty for Botkins. Pick and roll down inside for Kleiman. Fumble, got it back. He's below the backboard, has it blocked. Gives it up to the three-point shooter, left corner. And guess what? Carter Kleiman buries it. Wow, hot shooting here at the start tonight. 11-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Albers. 3:26 to go in the first. Albers on a weave to Caleb Maurer. Good, tight, hard-nosed defense by Botkins, but it results in a foul. In off the bench, Dylan Topp, 6'3 junior, picks it up. 3:24 left in the first. 11-10 Fort Loramie. Good start for the Redskins tonight as opposed to Tuesday against Anna and last Friday versus Jackson Center.
Right, yeah, this is what they needed, and they started out very well offensively for sure.
Nate Meyer to Caleb Maurer. Give and go. Back to Nate. Goes below the rim. Tries to feed to somebody in the corner. No one home. Jamison Meyer on the floor now for Botkins. Jamison, a 5'9 junior, throws it to the left wing, poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie, which makes two changes. Colin Moore and Devin Ratterman are in. Devin, a 5'10 senior, and Colin is a 6-foot senior. 3 minutes to go in the first. 11-10, Fort Loramie. Here's Jaden Pretty on the arc to Meyer. Pretty, baseline right, picked up by Caleb Meyer. And Pretty tries to squeeze along the boundary below the backboard. Meyer sticks out a hip. Defensive foul call.
Yeah, good call. Yep.
When we get a moment, we will tell you all about the Fort Loramie long shot raffle. There are some amazing prizes available. Details coming. Stay tuned. Jamison Meyer on the arc for Botkins. Right corner, Jacob Kleiman out high to Carter. Now Meyer. Here's Jacob Kleiman, right wing, lets it go. 23-footer, swisharoo. He launched it in over Grant Albers.
It's a good thing the Kleiman kids came tonight because they got all 13 points.
13-11, Botkins up a bucket. 2:25 to go, first quarter. Blistering shooting to start. Here's Colin Moore on a weave to Devin Ratterman. Throws it now to Albers, deflected by Meyer to midcourt. Albers traces it down. He motions. Goes to the elbow on the left. Good switch off by Botkins. Jacob Kleiman on Caleb Meyer now. Colin Moore, top of the circle. Hand off to Ratterman. Now Caleb Maurer. Colin Moore back to the basket. Oh, tries to make a sweet bounce pass to the cutting Grant Albers. It's off somebody's leg. I think a black shirt touched it last.
Yeah, that was going to be a tough catch for Albers, even if the ball got to him.
Fort Loramie in black tonight, top to bottom. Red numerals outlined in white. The white Fort Loramie across the chest and tummy. Botkins, the home white. Gold numerals trimmed in black. Gold stripes down the side of the shorts with some black piping. Minute 38 to go here in the first. Botkins up two, 13-11. Shake and bake by Paul. He's at the elbow on the right. That is Jamison Meyer, who never saw a shot he didn't like. 27-footer banged off the rim and backboard no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Minute 20 left in the first. Botkins up two. Here's Caleb Meyer, now to Albers. A lot of motion in this Fort Loramie offense. Devin Ratterman sizes up a three. No good off the heel. Good weak side rebound by Fort Loramie. Colin Moore's got it back to the basket. Feeds a teammate on the arc, Devin Ratterman. Right back to Colin. Back to the defender down. Holman. Holman blocks it. It goes to Jacob Kleiman. Out to Carter. One on two. Carter in the lane. Looks for a trailer. It's Jamison Meyer from three-point land. No, off the back iron. And then it hits a support way up above the backboard. 50 seconds to go here in the first. 13-11 Bodkins. I was talking about that Fort Loramie long shot raffle ticket. You better get one or some, maybe plenty. The raffle's got prizes totaling over $195,000. Only a limited number of tickets will be sold. Here is Fort Loramie attacking deep right corner. It is Caleb Meyer, 30 seconds to go in the first. On top to Nate Meyer. Now here's Burning. Burning's got a little lane. He's not guarded. Takes it to the rack and scores. Good drive, Nate Burning. Tied at 13. Final 15 seconds, opening stanza. Very good first quarter here tonight at Bodkins. Redskins hanging right with the number 8 state-ranked Trojans, 6-5. Here's Pretty, 30 feet away, gives up his dribble. Lobs it down inside to Jacob Flyman. Stolen by Nate Meyer of Fort Loramie. That closes out the first quarter. Bodkins 13, Fort Loramie 13, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at TomJerry's.com. Or call Mike at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com.
Hey, you'd better take your shot and buy a Fort Loramie long shot raffle ticket. Some of the amazing prizes are a 2021 Jeep Wrangler, golf carts, ATVs, vacation packages, lots of cash prizes, and more. Visit flathleticboosters.com/raffle to check out the full list and buy your ticket today before they are gone. All ticket sales support Fort Loramie Athletics. If you'd like more information, call Derek at 248-6787, 248-6787, loramielongshot@gmail.com, loramielongshot@gmail.com for more information. Again, on the web, flathleticboosters.com/raffle. We open up play here in the second. Deep right corner with the ball. Holman for Bodkins, which is tied up with Fort Loramie, 13 each. Here is a drive into the lane by Dylan Top. He is stopped cold by Burning, 10 feet away, gives it up on the arc. This is the kind of defense, Chuck, Fort Loramie has displayed over the last three or four seasons against Bodkins. Tough and hard nose, not giving ground. Nearly a steal. Top's got it. Scattered floor. Cross court to Pretty. Bombs away for a three-pointer. Yeah, Fort Loramie was out of position. Nearly got a steal. But the players were every which place on the hardwood. And alertly, Bodkins found Pretty behind the arc, high left. And he made Fort Loramie pay to give the Trojans a 16-13 lead. Common foul, Bodkins at the other end.
Well, they played a good minute of team defense, and then somebody lunged and got out of position and gave up three. That's what you can't afford to do.
Yeah, spot on, Chuck.
Yeah. That's four threes now for Bodkins here.
And that's what head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie feared was the launch pad from downtown for Bodkins. They can drain some lengthy ones. Fort Loramie attacking behind by three. We played 90 seconds in the second quarter. Boy, they rotate the ball nicely. Caleb Meyer gets a three-point shot away from the left wing. And guess what? Holman deflects it. Good block.
He is a heck of a defensive player.
Into the hands of Carter Plyman, who comes down the floor on top to Pretty. 28-footer, my goodness. Out of his range. Airballed it. And Top tried to save for Bodkins, but stepped on the line.
Not a good shot.
Nope. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. A new business partner with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, local delivery to Jackson Center and Bodkins, by the way. Medications packaged by day and time. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. That's the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Caleb Maurer misfires on a long three for Fort Loramie, and Bodkins has got it. Into the lane, Paul throws to a teammate out of the left corner, and guess what? Jamison Meyer lights it up from trifecta land. And now Bodkins has spurted to a six-point cushion.
Yeah, they're shooting the threes well. That doesn't bode well for Loramie.
No, it does not. Here's Nate Meyer, 25 feet away, looks for help. Hands off sideline to Vernon. Into the post to Albers, goes to work, double-teamed. Left-hand shot by Grant, short. What a save in the corner by Meyer. And Nate hits Caleb Maurer. Great feed to Albers for two and a foul. Oh, was that beautifully done. Redskins had eyes in the backs of their heads.
It was outstanding hustle that time. Albers got on the floor and got the loose ball and then got up and received the entry pass for the layup. So he got it on both ends.
I tell you what, this Fort Loramie team, Chuck, not playing like it's lost three of the last four. Redskins have lost six this year, two of them 36-35.
Yeah, their deal is that they've been in a lot of games, a lot of close games.
Yep.
They've just lost a few.
Righto. Mm-hmm. Free throw by Grant Albers is right on target. 3-point play the old-fashioned way. 19-16 Bodkins. Look out. Jacob Lyman, the big boy, comes out on top and drills a 3-pointer. His second from long range.
You got a 6'6 kid that can stand out there and shoot that. It's hard to stop.
22-16 Bodkins. Fort Loramie spreads the floor, goes inside to Albers on the arc to Colin Moore. Now burning 25 feet away. Nolan wants to drive, can't do it. Gives it up to Grant. Grant at the elbow on the right. Mid-post area. Hand off to Colin Moore. Weave to Nolan Burning. They want to post up Colin against Holman. Here's a pass by Colin Moore. Fires it to the cutting Grant Albers. Deflected off Grant's fingertips over the end line. Danger point right here for Fort Loramie, Chuck.
Yeah, 6 points right now, and they need to get some offense on the floor.
4:15 to go here in the second. Midcourt pretty for Bodkins. Fort Loramie had a two-possession lead with under three to go in the first period. Bodkins has shot the ball extremely well from long range. Here's Pretty at the elbow on the left. Now to Jamison Meyer, 25 feet out. Left wing with the ball. It is Dylan Top. Deep left corner, Pretty. He goes baseline, shut off. Rotated on the arc to Paul. Look out, three-pointer, little wide left. Nice rebound on the play by Caleb Maurer. Long throw down to Nate Meyer. And he receives the ball as he's being hindered by Zane Paul of Bodkins. That's a common foul. Bodkins has picked up five.
Yeah, Loramie's only fouled once.
Right. 3:40 to go first quarter, or I should say first half. Redskins need a bucket here. Haven't put one through the hoop.
It's time for the Calebs to take over offensively.
Yep. Right. Foul out high. Nate Meyer pinched by two defenders. One raked his arm.
That's the second foul on Zane. He picked up two quick ones.
Uh-huh. 3:33 to go, second quarter. You're right, Chuck. Caleb Maurer need to start looking to shoot. Down the right side it goes to Caleb Meyer, 25 feet away, Pretty on him. He fakes him. Good move. Fades and hits a long two-pointer. Wow, right on cue.
Right on cue. I'm telling you, those two need to get them about, if they get them 25 a game, they'll be in every game.
I agree with you 100%. That opens the floor up for others then. 22-18 Bodkins, 3:06 to go, second quarter. Pretty tries to dart into the lane, nearly walked, and hits on the baseline Jacob Kleiman. And let's see what is called. Did Bodkins travel?
No, they said that Nate Meyer touched the ball, and he's had his foot on the end line.
Referee was right there on top of it, sold it. We play on. Looked like Nate might have hooked him. Could have been a walk on Bodkins.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell.
Out of bounds against Fort Loramie. Apparently, Nate got a fingertip on it with a foot on the line. 2:57 to go in the first. First half. Bodkins in the lead by four, 22-18. Here's Jamison Meyer near the Trojans logo at midcourt. Hand off to Pretty. Pretty on the bounce. Caleb Meyer on him, outside the arc on the right to Jamison Meyer, left side pass to Paul. Now Pretty, pick and roll with Plyman, nothing there. Right corner, Paul, burning on him. Colin Moore on the switch, 2.5 to go in the second. Long possession for Bodkins. Jamison Meyer into the post to Plyman, he's doubled. He tries to bully his way toward the rim, and he's wrapped up, but two Redskins. I think one young man for Fort Loramie thought he had a mitt on the ball, might have, but the other grabbed in the act of shooting as well.
Yeah, he got hammered.
Two free throws, Jacob Plyman. 2:21 mark late in the second. 22-18, Bodkins. Free throw by Jacob on the way, strong.
This is a spot as a team that is a weak point for them in free throw shooting.
64% on the year, not good enough.
Not good enough.
Yep. Fort Loramie a little better than that, pushing closer to the 70 percentile. Grant Albers, Colin Moore, Nolan Burning, Caleb Meyer, Caleb Maurer on the floor for Fort Loramie. Carter Plyman, Jaden Pretty, Jamison Meyer, Zane Paul, and Jacob Plyman at the free throw line. That's the five for the Trojans. And Jacob is right on the button on that foul shot. And the lead is five for Bodkins, 23-18. 2:10 to go first half. Left side pass, Nolan Burning. Wants to go pick and roll with Albers. Can't. Now Colin Moore. Right side pass, Caleb Meyer. Ball revolved around the top of the circle to Burning. Hands off to Albers, 20 feet away. 1:52 to go. Much slower scoring second quarter. High left, it's Caleb Meyer. Left corner, Nolan Burning. He's at the elbow on the left. Wants to go to Albers, can't find it. On the arc, now it's powered down inside to Colin Moore, who overshoots from seven. The rebound is poked out by Fort Loramie Bodkins possession. Minute 34 to go.
You just get a feeling. I mean, it's a five-point game, and you just think that Bodkins should have a bigger lead the way they're shooting threes.
Yes. Yep. Bodkins' defense is tightened up. So is Fort Loramie's here in quarter number two. What were we, Chuck? 13-13 after one?
Yes.
So it's 10-5 Bodkins here in the second quarter. We'll take a break. Timeout called. Under a minute 30 to go in the half. 5-point lead Bodkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware has a terrific deal for you. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets when compared to the big box stores. Sale ends January 24th. Financing available, 18 months, same as cash. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, in the center of Jackson Center.
Riemann Drywall in Anna, a new business partner on scoresbroadcast.com, offering professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for residences and commercial businesses too. Riemann Drywall in Anna, you'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. R-E-A-M-A-N. Bodkins attacking, cross court to Zane Paul, baseline right, short corner jumper, strong, good, weak side rebound by Albers, 48 seconds to go, first half, Fort Loramie down five, here's a pull up 12-foot J by Caleb Meyer, no, off the back iron, rebound Bodkins, out ahead to Pretty, Bodkins may elect to play for one, 35 ticks on the clock, Pretty between the circles on the bounce. He's at the Trojans logo with 25 to play. Very loosely defending is Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie. You can bet Pretty will try to penetrate Chuck, maybe find Jacob Plyman or take it himself to the rack.
I think they're gonna run Meyer around a screen and kind of pop on out to the other side.
Oh, here's Jacob Pretty, or I should say Jaden Pretty, 20 feet away. Wanted to pass it to the corner. He was doubled instantly, and he was jostled and fouled.
Good foul. That was only the third team foul. They got to bring it back in.
Right, 4.9 to go, and the ball goes to midcourt sidelines. And Botkins will start over and throw it into the backcourt to Pretty with four to go. He's 25 feet away. Another foul by Fort Loramie. Well before any shot was taken. Well done by the Redskins. Clock has been shaved all the way down to 1.8.
Yep.
And Botkins must go to side court and throw it in once more. Up five as the head coach's heads are turning. Here's Pretty catching near midcourt, turning, shooting way short. 34-footer traveled about 25. Good defense by Fort Loramie, which is down five. Seems like it could be worse. Botkins 23, Fort Loramie 18 here at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tires, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are the masked announcers at Botkins. Tonight, Botkins leads Fort Loramie 23-18, about 6.5 away from the start of our third quarter. I'd like to remind you that our anchor business partners include WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, the Sydney Daily News award-winning sports page coverage, SecureCom in Minster,
online at secur.com. The pros in protection. Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Osgoodbank.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006 and 7. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. And the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, high quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Online at goffenafurniture.com. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. American Architectural Glass brings you our halftime report, Chuck, with Bodkins up 5.
Well, surprisingly, Loramie's got a 10-8 rebounding advantage and 4-1 on the offensive boards. They turned the ball over 4 times against the Bodkins pressure. That's really good. The Trojans only turned it twice. Neither team gone to the free throw much. Free throw line. Bodkins 1 of 2. Loramie hit and went once and made it. Individual scoring for the Redskins. They were led by Grant Albers with 7. They got 5 from Caleb Meyer. 4 from They got 5 from Caleb Maurer, 4 from Caleb Meyer, and 2 from Nolan Burning. They scored 13 and 5, 18 for the half. Bodkins was led by Jacob Plyman with 11. And they got 6 out of Carter Plyman, 3 from Jaden Pretty, and 3 from Jamison Meyer. They made 6 threes. Their 3 baskets in the second quarter were all threes. They've scored 13 and 10. They lead it 23 to 18 at the half.
In the first meeting, Bodkins shot 50% at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie shot 30% against Bodkins. I think Bodkins is about 6 for 13 from behind the arc tonight. Well, you can't beat that kind of three-point launching.
No, they're shooting it well, just like they have the ability to do.
Right.
The only thing that Loramie's playing good defense besides that, they're rebounding and they're not turning the ball over, and that's why they're only down 5 at the half.
Exactly. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Our score here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR, 23-18 Bodkins over Fort Loramie by 5, a couple minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Our student athlete spotlight segment tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. As always, LaCal promotes student academic success and has done so since our start 15 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal. We highlight a junior Bodkins cheerleader tonight, Emma Steinke, daughter of Jeff and Vicky, 3.8 GPA, active in 4-H, school musical.
volunteer for church religion classes, FFA, FCCLA. Ohio State is in her future, and she'd like to pursue the medical field. She's got a younger brother in the Bodkin School District, Tate, older sister, Maddie. For Fort Loramie tonight, having highlighted every single cheerleader at least once, we put the spotlight tonight on the Fort Loramie cheerlead advisor, Whitney King, who is a 2015 Anna High School graduate, where she was a superb 3.6 GPA student, daughter of Joe and Michelle. At Anna, she took part in FFA. She cheered for both football and basketball, French Club, National Honor Society. She went on to the University of Findlay and majored in middle childhood education. She is currently a teacher at Holy Angels in Sydney, fifth and sixth grade language arts and social studies. Spotlight tonight on Whitney King, the Fort Loramie cheerlead advisor, and Bodkin's junior cheerleader, Emma Steinke. They are recognized by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We could not have gotten started, never would have been launched in 06 and 07 had it not been for LaCal Equipment. Here we go, third quarter, Fort Loramie with possession, trailing favored Bodkin's by five. Fort Loramie trying to throw a wrench into the Shelby County League standings. Here's a long three-pointer to start the second half, right down through the ropes. Caleb Maurer let it fly, sent one airborne, and he whistled it through the twine.
Good set, and a good call play right there. It worked at the perfection.
I bet that was drawn up during the halftime break.
Yes, it was.
Nicely done by the Fort Loramie crew and head coach Corey Britton and his assistants. And it was executed to perfection. Caleb Maurer chucked home the long three-pointer, 23-21. Bodkin's up two. Here's Jacob Pretty going baseline. Tries to hook a pass into the paint area to Holman. It is popped up in the air by Fort Loramie and stolen. Down the floor, Nate Meyer. Meyer into the lane, back to the basket. Flips on the arc to Burning. Straight away, Albers. Bodkin's up two. A minute 10 gone, third quarter. On the weave, Burning, Meyer, Albers, elbow on the left. Gives it to Caleb Meyer. Wants to drive, can't. Nate Meyer on the arc. Swivels a handoff to Caleb Maurer. Straight away, Albers. Left wing, Burning. Fakes right, goes left. Looks for Albers in the pick and roll. On top to Nate Meyer, who's free. Oh, it rimmed. Below the iron, and it spun away. Rebound down to Carter Plyman, out to Jacob. Oh, might have stutter stepped and walked. Pivot shot in the lane. No, but he's hacked on the arm, and he'll get two.
I think he got away with a little bit of a slide there.
Tell you what, Chuck, we've got some really good perches in these gyms. And from our angle, 10, 15 feet off the floor, mid-court area, we can see a lot of stuff up here.
If they just gave me a whistle, I'd help them out.
I got a striped T-shirt on underneath my dress shirt.
There you go.
Does that count?
Well, why not? I think they've done a nice job tonight.
Oh, they have. We split hairs. We're too picky. First free throw by Jacob Plyman was good. He was nailed on the arm in the act of shooting. And his second one rolls in as well. Bodkin's up before, 25-21. Nearly 2 minutes gone, second half. Nate Meyer, who nearly poured in a three on the last possession, has the ball top of the circle down the lane, tries to feed Albers, who is running parallel with him, and it's kicked out by Carter Plyman of Bodkin's.
Carter Plyman has really, he took two threes to start the game. He hadn't shot the ball since.
I bet he's been an area of focus for the Fort Loramie D. Redskins go down inside. Low on the left, it is Caleb Maurer. Shot jammed, taken away by Bodkin's. Ball to Pretty in the left corner. Big possession here. Bodkin's up four. Pretty goes baseline. Wild reverse layup, no good. Rebound pinballed to Albers. Outlet to Caleb Meyer, to Maurer in the lane. Behind him to Grant. Long 17-footer. Wow! Grant Albers with a lengthy deuce chuck. He might shoot one that long in practice very rarely in a contest.
Tell you what, the form looked good. That was pretty about a 16-footer.
Yeah, why not? He was fed beautifully. Secondary break, so to speak, before Loramie. Albers trailing. Big man popped it in, and Fort Loramie's within two. 5:37 to go, third quarter. Bodkin's Pretty over the timeline. Jacob Plyman midcourt. Errant pass down the right side, covered up by Plyman at the last second. Near wing to Paul for a triple. Way overshot it. You could tell that was crooked and too lengthy when he let it go. Scrum for the loose ball. Far side of the floor.
Wow.
Jump. Arrow Botkins.
How about that for hustle?
Shades of the first Fort Loramie Botkins. First Fort Loramie Botkins football game right there. Pile up at about the 20-yard line. Foul line extended. Far side of the floor.
Zane Paul has not scored yet. They really kind of need to get him off the snide.
Sure do. He's a key performer for them down the stretch of this season heading into the tournament. Average is about 7 or 8. Is capable of exploding for 15 on
you. He's a good three-point shooter.
Right. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? As we tell you about Osgood Bank, as a wet spot is wiped up on the floor, Osgood Bank has you covered whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing. The experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, plus custom foam products and Brookins. Here's the weave by Botkins, a late pass into the post area, intercepted by Colin Moore. And now Fort Loramie with a three can take the lead, tie with a two. 4:54 to go, third quarter. Burning catches, left wing. They clear out for him. A drive by Burning off the backboard too hard. Rebound, Botkins. Redskins missed a chance. Here's Carter Plyman exploding down the floor to Paul, left corner. Against Caleb Maurer, Paul in the lane. Ducks under, fades. Eight-footer, banked it strong. Rebound popped in the air to midcourt. Albers has it for Fort Loramie. Broken up from behind by the hustling Dylan Top. We're stuck at 25-23. Botkins up two. Halfway through the third quarter, anyone's game. Timeout called by Botkins. We're back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
4 minutes, 29 seconds left, third quarter. Fort Loramie trails Botkins 25-23. Redskins with the ball, half court to our right. Caleb Maurer has it 25 feet out. Now to Burning straight away. Picked up by Jamison Maurer. Now Caleb Maurer on a weave to Caleb Maurer. Hand off to Burning. A little pick and roll. Wide open. Caleb Maurer to the rim. Got it for two. Well done, Redskins. Out of that timeout that Botkins took, Fort Loramie drew up a neat play. We are even up at 25 each. Exactly 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Pretty's got the ball 25 feet out on the right. Picked up by Caleb Maurer. Good hedge by Caleb Maurer. Left side pass, Carter Plyman.
Loramie has held Botkins to two free throws here in the third quarter.
Here's a long triple try by Carter Plyman. They settle for a 27-footer, missed it strong. Got the long rebound, lobbed it down inside, tipped all around, and the garbage is collected by Jacob Plyman, who drops it in.
Yeah, he just happened to be at the right place.
Well done, Jacob Plyman. Big goal. Botkins back up two, 27-25, 3:23 to go, third quarter. Nolan Burning, left side pass, Caleb Maurer. Wants to drive, can't do it. Now Nate Meyer, straightaway Colin Moore. Gives to Burning at the elbow on the right. Skips it cross court to Caleb Maurer. Picked up there by Dylan Top. Caleb goes baseline on the arc to Nate Maurer for a triple. Bullseye! Nate Maurer gives Fort Loramie a 1-point edge. 28-27. 2:56 to go, third quarter. Deep left corner, Jamison Meyer. Uh-oh, drag the pivot foot. Turnover, Trojans.
Morby's got them on the ropes right now. I mean, there's a lot of time left in the game, but, boy, Botkins is really out of sync. And give the credit to Lormie and their defense.
Yeah, I don't think Botkins figured it would be down one late in the third.
They've got 4 points here in the third quarter.
That big defense by Fort Loramie, an equalizer here in the second half. Out near midcourt, it is Caleb Maurer. He shakes Jamison Meyer and dives into the lane area. Let's see. Catching up is the defender for Botkins. Common foul. Ball out Fort Loramie below the rim. Superior Aluminum Products, a big supporter of area high school sports. We've been family-owned and operated out of Rushi for over 55 years, and we're currently looking for qualified applicants in order to support our progress. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss employment opportunities at Superior Aluminum. Nate Meyer again looking for back-to-back threes. Short, no good. Saved in the corner by Fort Loramie. Right to a Botkins player. Then lost. Fort Loramie gathers it, but the Redskins are out of bounds.
Nate Meyer made a great hustle move, but he came from out of bounds and didn't establish himself on the floor before he touched it.
Right.
So that was a correct call.
And if you've got a home project that requires railing or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today. Discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum in Rushi. 28-27 Fort Loramie. 2 minutes left, third quarter. Long three, Jamison Meyer. Little too much umph on it. Weak side rebound, Jacob Lyman. Fakes left, fakes right. Nearly walked. Gives it up on the arc for Meyer. Intercepted by Caleb Meyer for Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Albers. Tipped out by Botkins. A minute 52 to go in the third. 28-27, Fort Loramie up one. Inbounding right in front of the Redskins bench is Caleb Maurer of the Redskins to Burning. Nate Meyer is on the far side of the floor. Albers in the middle. The five for the Redskins who started the game are out there. Oh, good back cut pass by Burning. Hits Caleb Meyer. Driving layup. Got it. Fort Loramie up three. Here's Zane Paul down the floor for Botkins. Veers off into the corner. Goes low in the right to Jacob Plyman. A muscle shot from 5 feet is good. 30-29. 1 point lead Fort Loramie as Jacob Plyman went to work down low. Minute 22 to go, third quarter. On a weave, foul line Burning. Oh, what a play. Bounce pass to Albers for the layup. Great half-court offense.
Running their offense to perfection the last two times down the floor.
32-29 in favor of Fort Loramie. I was at practice yesterday, Chuck, for Fort Loramie, and they were working on that, inverting the offense when they attack. And a lot of cutting, a lot of slashing. And that's what we're seeing here tonight. Good feeding by the Redskins who lead by three. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Jamison Meyer to Jacob Plyman. Wide open player down low. Holman missed the cripple. Blew the gimme. Got the rebound back. Missed it again. Another rebound. Fadeaway shot. Short by Holman. Rebound taken down by Fort Loramie. Over-guarding foul against Botkins.
He missed the chippy on that first one. That was just pulled the string.
Fort Loramie up three, 32-29, 35.9 to go in the third quarter. What has Botkins' production been like in the third period?
Jacob Plyman has 6 points.
That's it. How many total for Fort Loramie?
Loramie has scored 14.
Here is Burning down the floor ahead of the key. Fort Loramie up three. 25 seconds to go in the third. On the arc to Caleb Meyer to Burning. Straight away Albers. Left side pass Burning. Little two-man game there. He and Albers. Grant's got the ball 30 feet out down to 13-12. Redskins have got to go here. It's in the hands of Caleb Maurer, 25 feet away. Foul line, 6 to go. Fadeaway shot is rolling in. 2 seconds left. Botkins gets it to Pretty. 60-footer over the backboard. No good. Big hoop by Fort Loramie to close out the third. Redskins snatch a 5-point lead over Botkins. We head to the fourth. 34-29, Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Oh, what a third quarter for Fort Laramie, Chuck, and the Redskins get the ball to start the fourth.
16-6, they outscored them there in the third quarter.
Wow. Final 8 minutes, Fort Laramie trying to spring the upset play spoiler and throw the Shelby County Athletic League boys race into a tizzy. And a lurking 6-2 mark. Botkins in front by half game, 6-1. Fort Laramie out of it for all intents and purposes at 5-4. But trying to knock off Botkins tonight. Fort Laramie attacking up 5. 32nd possession to start the fourth quarter. Nate Meyer to Caleb Maurer into the lane. Good handoff to Albers. He explodes down the lane. Oh, couldn't get it to drop. Then he fouls over the back with a rebound.
That hurt. That could have pushed it up to 7.
Check our next 1 minute break. We'll play our new pinnacle 60-second spot. 7:20 to go. Whole second half, Botkins has gotten, what, two baskets, three baskets?
They have two baskets, two free throws, all by Carter Plyman.
Here's a deep three, Jamison Meyer, left corner, swish, a long one, a triple, 34-32. So instead of Albers scoring and pushing it to 7, Jamison Meyer retaliates with a three, and it's a two-point game. Here's Albers on the arc. Handoff on the play to Burning as Jamison Meyer tried to fight through the screen. Picked up the foul. 2 on Fort Laramie, 3 on Botkins. 6:51 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Laramie 34, Botkins 32. Chuck, I love the way Fort Laramie's run its offense.
Yeah, they're playing both ends of the floor very, very well.
Yeah, they look really refined, very confident in movement at the offensive end. Here is Caleb Maurer, foul line, extended right. Gives it up to Albert straight away. Redskins start the offense out high. Oh, they explode a player to the lane. It's Nate Meyer who catches and scores. Great pass from Burning. Nate Meyer concluded it. How many layups, Chuck, is Fort Laramie getting in the half-court game?
Everything they're shooting.
Here's Pretty driving left side of the lane for Botkins. A little floater, short, no good. Rebound Pretty, smacked out of bounds by Albers. Fort Laramie up 4, 36-32, 6:16 to go, third quarter. Botkins has left on the schedule in the league, 2 with Fairlawn, 1 Houston, 1 Rushi. This might be the last big hurdle for Botkins in the league. They're down 4. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Pretty deep left corner on the dribble. Rotates it on top. Redskins defense has thwarted Botkins in the second half. Over the last 10 minutes, it's been stellar, suffocating.
The officials have allowed both teams to be physical, and I think that gives Fort Laramie an advantage.
Sure does. Jacob Plyman throws right corner for Pretty. Busted up by Caleb Maurer. Goes out of bounds. 5:47 to go here in the fourth. It is Fort Laramie 36. Botkins 32. Jaden Pretty. It's a respite for the stretch run in a moment. Ball inbounded to Zane Paul. 35 feet away for Botkins. Paul on the bounce against Caleb Meyer. Little pick and roll with Jacob Plyman. Hook pass into the lane to Denton Holman. Far left wing, Jamison Meyer. Another triple. Hits the back rim. Goes way up in the air. Over the shoulder foul on Botkins. 5:32 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie ball, leading Bodkins 36-32. Inbounding at the end is Colin Moore. Pressure by Bodkins. He goes to midcourt to Caleb Meyer to Maurer. Maurer sprints up the right side. Hand off to Caleb Meyer. Slapped on the arm by Jamison Meyer. And now Bodkins is approaching the point where it puts Fort Loramie on the line. Five fouls on Bodkins. And we've got a timeout called by the Redskins who lead by four. 5:27 to go, fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This, Chuck, is an enormous possession for Fort Loramie, which can push the advantage to as many as six or seven right here.
Yeah, I mean, Bodkins, they need some stops.
Here is Burning in the right corner for the Redskins, who lead at 36-32, 5:18 to go, fourth quarter. Burning holds, screened by Colin Moore. Offensive foul, Burning, who lowered his shoulder and plowed into Jaden Pretty. That's the right call.
He would have been okay. I mean, I think it would have been a block if he hadn't extended his arm.
And the team foul situation, five on Bodkins, three on Fort Loramie. And the Trojans need a bucket right here in the worst way. Having been limited to, what, three or four field goals the whole second half?
Three. Two twos and then Myers three.
Here is Carter Plyman. Swivels a pass to the right corner. Stolen! Intercepted by Burning. He darts down the floor. Goes opposite to Caleb Meyer. Dribble drive into the lane. Now to Maurer on the arc. Deep left corner, Burning. Hits a cutter inside. Nate Meyer thought about shooting over Plyman. Didn't. On the arc to Caleb Meyer. Swish! Three-pointer! Three-pointer! Caleb Meyer downtown. 7-point lead, Fort Loramie. Bodkins is in trouble. Carter Plyman, elbow on the left. Jumping, shooting. He cans it. Big goal by Bodkins. 16-footer, Carter Plyman.
They've had no answer for Loramie's offense here in the second half.
Nope. Mark it down. Fort Loramie led with 4.5 to go, 39-32. It's now 5. Nate Meyer straight away gives it up to Caleb Meyer. Now Grant Albers explodes, left side of the lane, doesn't shoot, throws to the post, knocked away by Bodkins, picked up by Caleb Meyer for a triple, short. Rebound, Jacob Plyman of Bodkins, big possession, Trojans trailing by 5, 4 minutes left. Plyman goes baseline, on the arc to Jacob Plyman for a three-way short. Rebound knocked to midcourt, Jacob Plyman goes to the floor, gives it up to a teammate, it goes out of bounds, no one looking. 3 minutes and 49 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 39, Bodkins 34. Critical turnover right there by the Trojans.
Yeah, that was a pass to nobody.
Up over the timeline comes Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie. Now to Albers straight away. Albers hangs on, looks down inside, can't find anybody. Gives it to Caleb Maurer, and Maurer's tripped up out of the arc. It looked like he took a knee to the hip. No, it's called offensive.
Yeah, they called that on Grant Albers, I think. Yeah, that's his third. He stuck a leg out, trying to set the screen.
Moving screen several feet away from the ball.
Wish these officials would have been at the Ohio State-Purdue game a couple of days ago.
I agree. I think that right there, Chuck, was the correct decision.
It was, absolutely. Yep. He stuck a leg out and made contact.
Fort Loramie didn't like it. Here's a great drive. Bursting down the lane, Jaden Pretty, left hand, no good, foul against Fort Loramie. But the Trojans cleared out for Jaden Pretty. And he went tracking down the left side of the lane all the way to the rim. Too high off the glass to make it, but he's awarded two free throws. The first one is no good. 3:21 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 39, Botkins 34. Second free throw, Pretty is in. 39-35. Botkins behind the Redskins by four. 3:17 to go. It's getting late. Five team fouls each way. Midcourt burning for Fort Loramie. On the bounce. Pretty all over him. Pretty reaches in, tries to swipe it, and Fort Loramie gets a timeout. Up four. 3:08 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Start dreaming. Hoyne & Hoyne Builders in Anna specializes in beautiful custom-built homes. We also offer custom home interiors, remodels, and additions. Bring to life your 2.5-acre country lot. Hoyne & Hoyne property off Wrecker Road is in the Anna School District and offers high-speed internet. Make the call to design your dream home, 937-394-7144. What you imagine, we create at Hoyne & Hoyne Builders in Anna. Online at HoyneAndHoyneBuilders.com.
Oh, you know, for 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery to 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family's got you covered. And thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 39, Botkins 35. On the arc with the ball for the Redskins is Caleb Meyer. Coming out to catch, Nate Meyer, right side burning, Pretty on him. Burning wants to drive, can't, gives it up to Albers, who catches 30 feet away. Checked by Paul. Oh, what do we have? A phantom offensive foul on Grant Albers. I think the correct call, Chuck, was a walk.
He shuffled his feet. I think the official that was as far away from the play as any of them is the one who made the call.
There was no contact. Didn't look like there was any physical contact whatsoever.
That's fourth foul on Grant.
2:41 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 39, Botkins 35. Botkins with a crucial possession here. Pretty over the timeline, picked up by Caleb Meyer, 30 feet away. Pretty explodes into the lane, runs, shoots, and scores! Banked it in. Beautifully done by Jaden Pretty. 39-37. Fort Loramie's lead is two. Here in backcourt is Nate Meyer to Colin Moore. Hand off to Burning against Jamison Meyer. Burning down the lane, gives it to Nate Meyer, baseline right. On the arc to Caleb Maurer, now to Moore. Team foul situation, five on Botkins. Caleb Meyer on a weave to Moore straight away. Here's Caleb Maurer, picked up by Jamison Meyer of Botkins. 30 feet out, it's Burning. Pretty on him. Minute 56 to go. Fort Loramie head but two. Trying to spring a big upset over Botkins and throw the Shelby County League boys race into a real tizzy. Back cut by Colin Moore. It's thrown to him. Knocked away by Botkins. Loose ball. What do we have? Tie up or a travel? Time out. Neither one of the above. Who got it? Redskins?
Yeah, it's going to be their possession.
It saved a possession.
It did because they were getting ready to turn it.
Yeah, it looked like Botkins was going to get it via a turnover. Scoreboard clock has been altered. We're counting down the length of the timeout. We've got what, Chuck? Under 2 minutes to go?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I'm guessing. 39-37. Fort Loramie up two. Fort Loramie's defense has been great second half. Terrific motion offense by the Redskins as well. We were right on. A minute 41 to go. Yep, 1-4-1 on the clock. Fort Loramie ball. Redskins up 2 over Botkins. We've seen some chinks in the Trojans' armor in the last week.
Well, we have, and I'll tell you, one of the problems is when they've come up against a team that plays this good a man-to-man defense.
That's well said. Yep. Oh, good inbounds play underneath to Caleb Meyer. Hand off to Caleb Maurer. Bank shot. Got it. And a foul. Well done out of a timeout by Fort Loramie. 2 points for Caleb Maurer. He was plastered on the shoulder as he banked it in. What an assist.
And between the two Calebs now have 23 points between them.
We talked about that in the pregame. Yep. They needed 20 to 25. Plus, 10, 11 from Albers. That is the recipe.
That's exactly what they got. Yep.
That's the recipe for success. You combine that with pretty good defense, and you've got a shot to beat Botkins, and that's where Fort Loramie is right now, up 4 with a minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. And trying to convert the three-point play at the stripe is Caleb Maurer. Grant Albers not on the floor at this moment. Colin Moore is. The free throw is on the button. And it's a 5-point game, Fort Loramie in the lead. Dribble drive, Pretty down the right side of the lane. Oh, he coughed up the ball. He coughed up the ball, trying to do too much. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Redskins in business now, leading by 5. A minute 35 to go. Botkins is in hot water. 8 players in backcourt. Fed up the left side to Albers for Fort Loramie. Looking. Deals to Burning. Sends a bullet to Nate Meyer at center circle, and he's popped on the play. Pretty nailed him, dropped him to the floor. And that is the 1-1 for Fort Loramie. Oh, a chance for the Redskins to inch the lead out to 7.
They've now scored them 24-14 here in the second half.
Execution and offense, and really tight, stingy defense. Physical play by Fort Loramie at the defensive end. And they have run the cutting and passing drill beautifully on offense. Free throw by Nate Meyer, no good, off to the right. Quickly, Botkins forecourt right. Jamison Meyer launches a 3. It rattles, no good. Rebound Botkins, though, in the arc. Deep left corner, Pretty. He jacks up a triple. Hits the rim, bounds high. Great box out by Nate Meyer of Fort Loramie. A minute 7 to go. Fort Loramie up 5. Botkins had 2 threes, couldn't get either to drop. Out of trouble with it is Caleb Meyer. Near side to Burning. 57 seconds to go. Foul called. Botkins near midcourt. 42-37 Fort Loramie with 55.7 to go here in the fourth. And you've got to give these Redskins a lot of credit. Having lost 3 out of 4. Having dropped a couple games this year. 36-35. But Fort Loramie not denied tonight. Line drive free throw by Burning. Yes, sir. He buried it. 43-37 Redskins. 55.7 to go. Second shot Burning. Line drive again. And it rattles in again. 44-37 Fort Loramie. This was the score of the first meeting, won by Botkins in overtime.
Overtime, yep.
Foul, Pretty barges down the floor, and he was brushed by a Fort Loramie player. It's common. Clock stops, 52.1 left. Was it in the act of shooting?
I thought it was. They're giving him 1-on-1.
Uh-huh.
I'll get my eraser out.
52.1 to go. Fort Loramie up 7. 1-on-1 Pretty of Botkins. It is short. Goes to the backboard. Good. Dropped in. Feather-like touch for Jaden Pretty. 44-38. Fort Loramie by 6. Second shot Pretty. Rattles. It is no good. Here comes Pretty to the rescue. He got the offensive rebound and flipped it in with the left hand. 44-40. Fort Loramie is leading by 4. Pretty covers up Caleb Maurer. 80 feet from the basket. Foul called. And with 47 ticks to go, crucial 1-1. Caleb Maurer, Fort Loramie, after Jaden Pretty fouled his own missed free throw.
Yeah, that's just a mistake. When somebody's always assigned to the free throw shooter.
Yes.
And they didn't have him.
Free throw, Caleb Maurer. It is much too hard. It comes down, hits the rim three times, kerplunk. Shooter's roll, he'll take it. Wow. That free throw was heavy, but it came down right spot on the iron. Second one, perfect. And Fort Loramie's lead is 6, 46-40. 44 seconds to go. Steal midcourt, Grant Albers, all the way to the rack. Layup, got it. That might be the capper. That might do it. Fort Loramie up 8, 48-40. Carter Plyman on the arc. Goes to Jacob for a 30-footer, way short. Rebound beneath the rim by Botkins. No, Trojans are out of bounds. You can chalk this one up. Fort Loramie Redskins have come to Botkins and have sprung the upset.
Well, held Botkins to 40 points.
Wow. Trojans averaging 56 and a half a game. Here is Fort Loramie up the right side to Albers. Dishes it ahead to Burning. And as he passes, Albers is slapped on the arm. He's got the double bonus. 24.7 to go. 48-40 Fort Loramie. And with the win by Anna tonight, Chuck, against Houston, and this Botkins defeat, Anna assumes first place by one half game. Free throw by Albers, got it. 49-40 in favor of Fort Loramie.
Albers has the old-time mullet that the team had that was so good a few years ago.
Yeah,
when everybody on the team did it.
Yeah, they did. That mullet was a successful do. Second free throw, in and out. Rebound Botkins, trailing by 9. 19 seconds to go. Pretty, top of the circle. High arching 24-footer. No good off the back iron. Rebound Redskins, and they'll hang on to it. They'll hang on to it. Burning to midcourt. They'll dribble out the final ticks. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's over. And believe it or not, the Anna Rockets have assumed first place in the Shelby County League boys standings. Anna now 7-2. Botkins 6-2, suffering the defeat tonight. Fort Loramie advances to 6-4. Fort Loramie Redskins now 10-6 overall. Botkins 12-2 overall. Who would have thought, Chuck, 10 days ago, we'd have a turn of events like this in the Shelby County Athletic League on the boys' side?
No, we were thinking that they possibly could run the table. Now they've dropped two of them in the league, the last two league games. Did they play on Tuesday night? Did they win a league game Tuesday?
No, they were idle.
Okay, so they've lost their last two league games.
Right, yep. Yep. Botkins was sitting at 1 point with the mark in the Shelby County Athletic League of 6-0 before dropping the game to Jackson Center last Friday night. We covered it. Or I should say to Anna last Anna last Friday night, my mistake. And so on successive Fridays, Botkins is beaten in the league by Anna on the road, and Botkins loses here at home to Fort Loramie, and it wound up being fairly decisively 49-40 as the Redskins simply owned the second half of this game.
Well, Botkins turned the ball over 8 times in the second half. Loramie didn't turn it at all, and that is a huge difference in the basketball game.
Chuck, I will read a script.
Okay.
As you total up the numbers, then we'll have our Clancy's Award.
Totals, but I'll listen to your script.
And we will sum it up in just a moment. Our unique experience creating neighborhoods is one of a kind. Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster is the region's only real estate building and development company. For over 40 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. You see, we assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying and selling homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 42-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods. Located southeast side of Minster, Stonegate is adjacent to Paris Street Park and within a short walk from the center of town. Custom build your new home at Stonegate. Here at Wygant, we continue to provide exceptional quality and service to you, the customer, our neighbor. Reserve your lot at Stonegate in Minster today. Call Todd Weigand at 937-538-0156, 538-0156. Experience another great Weigand neighborhood, Weigand, W-E-I-G-A-N-D-T, development.com. Oh, what a game here tonight. What a contest on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. We knew Fort Loramie had a chance, a good chance against Botkins, simply based on the Redskins' recent success against the Trojans. Fort Loramie has now won four of the last seven. The four wins fairly decisive between 9 and 18 points. Chuck, how'd they get it done?
Well, they did it with defense, and they did it by running as good a half-court offense as I've seen a team run this season. A lot of back doors, a lot of give and go. They did just an outstanding job of finding the open person in underneath. Botkins had a 23-17 rebounding advantage, 9-4 on the offensive boards. But like I said, Botkins turned it 8 times in the second half, 10 for the game. Loramie turned it 4 times, all in the first half. Individual scoring for Fort Loramie, they were led by the three that needed to lead them. They had 15 out of Caleb Maurer, 14 out of Grant Albers, and 11 out of Caleb Meyer. All three of them are getting my Clancy's because I can't decide. And on the other side, it was Jacob Plyman with 17. Then they got 9 from Pretty, 8 from Carter Plyman, and 6 from Jamison Meyer. St. Paul did not score in the game.
Wow.
I'm going to go with Jacob Plyman for Botkins. And then Maurer, Caleb Meyer, and Grant Albers, they all get a nice free sandwich.
And those were the three young men for Fort Loramie, whom we said in the pregame were keys. If Fort Loramie gets 30, 35 points from that trio, Redskins would have a very good chance to pull this game out. Fabulous second half by Fort Loramie at both ends of the floor.
They were terrific, no doubt about it.
And again, our Clancy's Award winners, Jacob Plyman for Botkins, Caleb Meyer, Caleb Maurer, Grant Albers for Fort Loramie. It is Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
We have other Shelby County League games tonight. Houston at Anna, Fairlawn at Jackson Center. We have a final report from Anna High School. Rockets defeated the Wildcats. So with that victory, Anna is now 7-2 overall in the Shelby County Athletic League on the boys' side. And Botkins is 6-2. Anna's got a half-game edge. Botkins remaining has four games with Fairlawn, Houston, and Rushi, two with the Jets. Anna, on the very last Friday of the regular season, Chuck, plays Jackson Center. That will be a heck of a tussle up at Jackson Center. Who knows? Anna could be playing that game for a share of the Shelby County League Championship. Who would have thought a couple weeks ago?
Well, you wouldn't. And I'll tell you what, Fairlawn has the Piper Twins. They've got the ability to beat you. And if Botkins loses another game to them, that Jackson Center Anna game is going to be playing. They could be playing for all the marbles there. So
I was going to say 9-3 conceivably could tie for a share of the league.
You could
have three teams at 9-3 atop the standings. Wouldn't have thought that could be the case a week or two ago, but that's plausible. Not out of the question. That's for certain. Don't forget tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com, we've got girls basketball for you. Fort Loramie puts its unbeaten record and number one ranking in girls D4 on the line at Lima Bath. The Wild Kittens.
Are they a two or a three?
They are Division II. They're Division II. They've lost twice. They were beaten by Tri-Valley up at the Berlin Highland Classic in the country this past weekend. The other loss they suffered was at the hands of Minster. They led Minster. Sizable advantage after two quarters. Minster crushed them in the second half, beat them by 11 in the end. But it's a formidable opponent for the Fort Loramie girls tomorrow. Online, on radio at 1, tip-off about 1:30 on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Tomorrow night, we get another look at the Jackson Center Tigers against the Marion Local Flyers. Should be a rugged defensive tilt. Marion Local, Jackson Center boys, overtime games the last 2 years. Who knows? We might have a hat trick and a third.
Well, I'm always up on a Saturday night to go ahead and watch an overtime.
Again, so many thanks to our great Fort Loramie game sponsors, including Geyers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, plus custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. On with us now for a little over 10 and a half years is Dickman Supply. So many thanks to Dickman Supply and Sydney Salina, Greenville and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution at Dickman and Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Also with us tonight from Rushi, Superior Aluminum, and the Francis Schulze Company, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And don't forget, here on scoresbroadcast.com, we'd like to remind you about coverage next week. Fort Loramie girls play on Tuesday at home against New Knoxville. And we'll have that game for sure for you. Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com, for the updated schedule next week. A lot of fun here tonight at Botkins. And, boy, the Shelby County League boys' standings flipped tonight, Chuck. The script was flipped.
Yeah, well, from one Friday to the next Friday, it looked like Botkins was going to run away with it, to they're tied.
Who would have thunk it? So for our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com, for our radio audience via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, and for Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at Botkins, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have come in here tonight and upset the Trojans 49-40 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.